handful of text messages coming in regarding the weather and road conditions. I'll read a couple of them before I get to Captain Brian Niewind of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. This one coming from Minnesota. It says, Mike, roads are nasty from Wadena all the way to Detroit Lakes. I am heading back to Fargo. People need to slow down. They are crazy out here. Another text message from the North Dakota side comes in and says, Mike, I'm in the Oaks area, came from Bismarck, and roads are clear and dry. Okay. Visibility is a little poor at times, but all in all, no real problem for me. Well, and it's all individual, and it's all, maybe specific parts of the state where you are. But I know that in general, road conditions are not very good around our KFGO listening area. Let's go to the guy who's out there in and about in this weather and on the roads on the North Dakota side. He is Captain Brian Niewind of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Hello, Captain. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. So how are things out? Where are you and how are things where you are and where are they in your in the immediate region here?
You know, I'm actually up on I-29 up by Hillsboro right now, but I've made my way all the way to Jamestown, back to Fargo, and up to Hillsboro today. So I've kind of got a pretty good idea how what our interstate system's like, at least.
And how are they?
Well, you know, the visibility is poor in spots. You just have to kind of take it slow out there. Visibility can go from, you know, basically a tenth of a mile to a half mile visibility. It just kind of changes as the wind's kind of blowing through some of those different areas out here. For the most part, our roadways are dry and clear. There is some drifting that's going on at some of like our underpasses or on top of some of our bridge decks. There are some icy spots out there as well, so people just need to take it slow, kind of realize what the road conditions are at that in the position that they're in, and kind of drive for those conditions. The biggest thing today is do not use your cruise control because those road conditions are changing. If you've got that cruise control on, it's going to cause you probably to go in the ditch at some point.
Well, and if the weather forecast holds true, the wind is going to pick up here throughout the afternoon and into the evening. So I think things might deteriorate as the sun goes down here and the wind starts blowing. If the roads are dry and clear right now, it's not likely they're going to all of a sudden become ice covered in the next couple of hours. But anytime the wind blows, it just makes it nasty out there.
It does, and you know, we've got some snow squalls that have come through that make the visibility a little worse, and so I think as the snow ends today, the visibility will probably get a little bit better. We are going to have that blowing snow that's kind of blowing across the roadways, but there is some ice that's still built up from the freezing rain events we had on Sunday and Monday, and even I think yesterday we had a little bit of freezing rain, and so there are icy spots out there, so we just ask people just to slow down, kind of like that text messenger said, just slow down, do not use your cruise control. And make sure you're wearing that seatbelt today. So if the worst possible thing does happen, you get in a crash, you stay inside that vehicle where you're safe.
Are you getting any reports from any of the main side roads other than the freeways, or are you just strictly talking about the freeways now?
You know, I think when you get onto some of our state highways, I can't really comment on our local township and county roads, but like our state highways, again, it's going to be kind of some of those same conditions. You're going to have icy spots. You're going to have some of that ground drifting that builds up where we've got our shelter belt areas. So, just again, take it easy. I know one report on Highway 18, it's like a skating rink out on Highway 18 north of Castleton. But for the most part, you know, you're going to have those just changing conditions today and probably through the next couple of days until this ice gets broken up off the roadways. And just need to take it easy, slow down, increase those following distances, and make sure that cruise control is completely off.
you keep going back to that one, so that must be a big one for you.
It is. You know, people are, it's surprising. People are driving out in these conditions, and it's, you know, they're using their windshield wipers because there's freezing rain, but they'll be at 85 miles an hour with cruise control on and wondering why they're in the ditch. And, well, you've got to use your windshield wipers when it's 25 degrees out because it's raining. The roads are probably icy, so.
That would make sense,
And, you know, another big thing is, seeing out here is just make sure people put your headlights on in these types of conditions so other traffic can see you. We've seen a lot of vehicles out here today that don't have their headlights on. Put those headlights on so when you're driving into these conditions where the visibility, you know, gets down to that, those situations where you can't really see in front of you, there's some lights there. Somebody coming up behind you can actually see you.
Any vehicles in the ditch that you're seeing on either 29 or 94, or is it pretty clear vehicles in the ditches?
You know, we're having this periodic one outside of the metro area here and there. I'm actually sitting on one right now by milepost 92 waiting for a wrecker up here. you know, in the metro area today, we've kind of been, it's been constant calls on I-29 and I-94 through Fargo. People losing control on the icy roads, smacking into, you know, the median guardrails we have there, or smacking. We had a couple highway, big exit signs taken out today. So people just need to take it easy, realize that the roads are icy. It might not always look like it, but there is ice that's built up on those roads underneath some of this blowing snow that's out here today.
All right, Captain, thank you. If you need anything else from us, just give us a call. Let people know what's going on, okay?
Thanks for having me on.
Yep, you bet. Brian Niewen, Captain, North Dakota Highway Patrol. It-